Since we learned recently that a for-profit medical school will be built in Meridian, we've also heard from those critical of the idea. Those criticisms include that the proposed school won't help Idaho's doctor shortage because the state doesn't have enough residencies to train doctors after they graduate. Robert Hastie addressed some of those concerns with our Adam Cotterell. Hastie will be the first dean of the Idaho College of Osteopathic Medicine. He was an associate dean at Campbell University School of Osteopathic Medicine in North Carolina, which started in 2013. Hastie, who was traveling for the school and spoke to us over Skype, says after helping create one new med school, he knows it's a big undertaking.
First of all, you have to get the faculty. And this includes full-time faculty that are at the school, as well as developing a physician and other healthcare provider network throughout the state and the region. Of course, the facility itself, you know, we're going to be building somewhere between a $30 to $40 million facility right on 84 in Meridian. And of course, the accreditation process is significant. Right now, we're just in the applicant status. Developing residency programs, graduate medical education, that's a huge undertaking and a huge challenge.
One of the biggest concerns that people are raising is the lack of residencies in Idaho. I believe there's 41 in the entire state right now. How concerned are you about the number of residencies there are in Idaho for your first graduating class of 150 students?
Positions for residency programs is something that's incredibly important for developing new medical school. In fact, our accreditation body requires us to submit a 10-year plan on residency positions. We have to have a 98% placement of our graduates to residency positions upon graduation. Idaho really has fallen behind. Idaho ranks 48th in terms of residency positions per capita. Montana has, you know, ranks 49th. And those two factors really compound the challenge of the reason why there's such a physician shortage in these five targeted states that we're looking at.
There have been people here in Idaho who have been pushing for several years to increase the number of residencies, but for various reasons, including lack of resources, a lack of doctors who are willing and qualified to take on residents, they've been unable to greatly increase the number of residencies available here. What will you do to change that?
And I think that's part of the reason why they brought me into the picture. I have a track record of developing residency programs. I just came from North Carolina. Over the past few years in North Carolina, the start of that new osteopathic medical school, we created 383 new residency positions, 20 different programs at 7 different organizations, and it has really made a huge difference there. Those are the type of things that we're going to do here. Now, the reason why the state is in such dire crisis and the region in such dire crisis is we have three states there without a medical school of their own. And having a medical school within the state will bring additional resources to help develop those residency programs.
How does that work?
The development of residency programs, it's hard work. It takes several years to do. Sometimes it's a matter of giving technical expertise from the medical school to the residency programs. Sometimes it's capital, investing money into the residency programs. And that's certainly part of what we are going to do. We are going to help give seed money for hospitals to start residency programs.
Can you reasonably create 150 new residencies in this five-state region in 6 years' time before your first set of graduates might be out there looking for their next education step?
We don't need to create positions for every graduate here in the area. Now, with my track record, you know, I'm very optimistic of what we can do.
How many residencies do you think you will create in Idaho by the time your first class graduates?
That's a great question, and we are currently exploring it right now. Now, there's a number of different factors, everything from physician availability to facilities and leadership at the different hospitals that want to do it.
Another criticism that's been raised of your school is that your medical students in their third and fourth years will need clinical training, and that will crowd out other people who are getting clinical training, like nurse practitioners and physician's assistant students, that they will need the same places to train, the same proctors to train them, and that there won't be enough to go around. How do you respond?
I think we're actually going to be incredibly positive for the existing infrastructure for all healthcare trainees, and that includes physician assistants, nurse practitioners. And first of all, what we're going to be doing is spending a lot of development into develop additional faculty members that want to teach. And also, we are going to be focusing on interprofessional education. our relationship with Idaho State University is huge. They have physician assistant programs, nurse practitioner programs that we can really collaborate together with and make a big difference in really training the healthcare provider of the future.
Robert Hasty will be the dean of the for-profit Idaho College of Osteopathic Medicine in Meridian. Owners have a deal to build it on the Idaho State University Meridian campus.